Okay, the recorder is on.
All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees special meeting, January 7th, 2021. It's 12 p.m. Can I ask for a roll call, please?
Chairman Alex?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to ask Mr. Horn to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Excuse me, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the approval of any past meeting minutes. Can I have for a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, and I will call the question and ask for a roll call.
Chairman Alex?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Horn?
Yes.
It passes.
Thank you. All right, so we have some new business. The first thing is to consider a resolution to request early advances of the township real estate property tax revenue from the county auditor.
Chairman Alex.
Yes.
Chairman Alex.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Chairman Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm having a real hard problem hearing on my end here.
Do you want him to log out, log back in?
If you want to log back out, yeah. Hold, yeah.
Ralph, why don't you hang up and then call back in?
We'll okay. All righty, let me do that.
Okay, we'll sit tight.
Do we have many people on other than just us?
Let me see.
Am I muted?
Hold on real quick. Oh, hold on. Sorry. This is still on. There are... total 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people.
Mark, will you let us know when Ralph's back up?
Okay, we'll do. We'll do. Thank you. I think Mr. Horn should be back in the room.
All right, Ralph, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Awesome. All right. So it, we're going
to... For some reason, I'm not getting very loud. I've got everything turned, my volume and everything turned up, but I'm still a little weak on getting your getting reception from you.
I will try to speak up if that helps.
Okay.
We're going to discuss a resolution 2021-002. This is Franklin Township Board of Trustees request for 2021 advances on property tax settlement. I believe everyone has the resolution. At this time, I'd like to move to accept that resolution. Is there a second?
I will second.
Is there any discussion?
No, and
right, hearing. Oh, go ahead, Mark.
That resolution reads to Michael Stenziano, County Auditor from the Board of Trustees. The Board of pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 321.34, and whereas the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County met via Zoom, the Franklin County Auditor's Office has made it possible for advances of real estate tax settlements to be distributed via electronic transfer. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the fiscal officer is hereby directed by the Board of Trustees to request an advance of all funds as they become available during the calendar year 2021. And that was moved by?
I moved and John seconded. So at this time, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Okay. Chairman Alex?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
It passes with 3 unanimous votes.
All right, the next resolution that we have to discuss is resolution 2021-001, a resolution authorizing an advance from the general fund to the road district fund. This is another one that we normally do. So with that, I will move to accept this resolution. Is there a second?
I will second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, that reads, whereas the Franklin Township Board of Trustees created a road district and provided funds through property taxes levied within the 10 mil limitation, and whereas the property taxes will be collected during the calendar year in 2021, and whereas the estimated resources for road district has been appropriated for 2021, whereas the first settlement of property tax revenues is anticipated in February 2021, whereas the road district fund is in need of resources to fund operations until the February property tax settlement, therefore be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the fiscal officer is authorized to advance $25,000 from the general fund to the road district fund. Section 2, the fiscal officer shall repay the advance upon the receipt of the February property tax settlement. 3, the fiscal officer shall report the repayment of the advance report to the Board of Trustees at the next meeting following the February settlement and re-advance the payment. That was moved by Alex, seconded by Fleshman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Great. And we'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Chairman Alex?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Horn?
Yes.
3 yeses.
Great. Next is a discussion and possible resolution regarding requesting an auditor certificate for a possible police levy. Mark, are you talking about this, or is Chief Smith talking about this?
I believe the police department was going to talk about that. We had a, I don't know if anyone's on from the police department right now. If not, there was a desire to have a discussion regarding whether or not to put a levy on the ballot for the police department. We have had discussions with legal counsel as to how to draft that. And there's still some questions to be kind of answered on that as to what you want to send over to the county auditor's offices pertaining to the auditor certificate. So I think...
And Mark, am I wrong in that this levy still has a full another year, correct?
That is correct.
We have to put it on the ballot?
That is correct, yes.
So if I'm correct, this is just basically a renewal of the current time levy that's going to expire. Is that correct?
If that was the decision, Mr. Fleshman, that would be what it is. This would be, you know, during this process, you would decide, you know, what type of levy you'd want to put on, whether it be a renewal. If it's a renewal, I believe maybe you have to push that back until November. But if it is a new permanent levy you wanted to put on, that could be put on this time. But that's the type of questions. We probably have to have this discussed at the next first regular meeting of the year next Thursday.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, one of the things that I have seen in my time as serving the township of Franklin Township, that it's overwhelmingly that the residents have said no to permanent levies, that they like to be able to have a voice and basically a grade card of how we've been good stewards with their money. I think if we would need a increase as things increases, it's hard to operate year after year after year after year without anything changing. If we was to need a slight increase, that it would still be on a time levy, I believe, as we've seen in the last one for the fire department, I believe that would appease the residents and that they would pass such levy. Just food for thought, you know.
John?
Yes.
Lieutenant Ratliff.
Yes.
Am I allowed to throw an opinion in on this? Or
absolutely. We didn't know you were on. We were hoping you were. Please speak.
Okay. The problem that we're running into here on our department with time levies is every 5 years our employees are worried about layoffs. I'm wanting to give them a little bit more of a solid feeling that they've got a job that is basically permanent, because it really isn't when you're doing the time levy. I have in the past year and a half or so, lost three guys after training them, buying them uniforms, which includes vests, and a lot of money spent into bringing these guys on, and we're about to lose a guy to Madison Township right now, and his exact reasoning is, I don't know if we're going to pass a levy in a year and a half. I have a home I just bought, and I'm about to get married. I've got to go somewhere more stable. I lost Fisher because of it, a really good officer, and also, I mean, it my son also, when he was worked here, he left it only for that reason, to go to another department, because he's got a family and he doesn't want to have to worry every 5 years that he's got to go hold a sign on a corner.
So let me ask.
I personally,
if I could,
I personally would like to
go ahead.
Just try.
Okay, that's what I was going
like
to ask.
Try. Yeah. And if the people say, no, I'm good with it, I just would like to, we're losing really good guys. We're going to end up with lower quality officers because we can't offer them permanent positions.
So I agree with you there. We have enough time that we would be able to ask the public for this levy to be a permanent levy. And then if they say no, then we still can ask for the time levy. And of course, at that point, if the time levy doesn't pass, I know that the people would have to realize that layoffs are going to be imminent.
My thought on this is that we have a year still to make a decision before we have to put something on in the spring of 2022. So I don't see the urgency for us to move something on this on a special meeting or have to run with it just yet.
I think that
if I may, I'd like to add something.
Go ahead, Ralph. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's fine. You know, and I understand what Lieutenant Ryloff is saying. It'd be nice if everyone could be guaranteed that they're going to be laid off in 5 years or... But, you know, there's no total guarantees in the world, and there's, you know, there's going to be always going to be changes. And the one thing that I can absolutely tell you, that there was major battles on trying to get a permanent levy passed. And it took me a while with a prior trustee to convince them. We got thumped badly when on the prior permanent levy he was trying to get through. And when we, when I finally convinced him to go to a temporary levy and let's play this thing out and play it as tight as we can, and our levies, which we need, we can't keep what we've got if we don't renew our levies, that's for sure. Not to interrupt you, but point being, as when we put the temporary levies on and everything, the residents, you know, bought it, seeing that we were trying to do things and be very diligent with the funding and everything. And really, those temporary levies have passed with literally no opposition. And so my take on it is get what we know that we can get passed and what we can work with and everything. So that's kind of my take on it now. And if we have until next year to try to do something with that, I think it'd behoove us to not even talk about it seriously right at the moment here.
We should probably table this for a regular meeting where the public is part of. I don't want it to seem like we're having a discussion here with, you know, a special meeting in the middle of the day trying to move something that the residents haven't participated on.
And I agree with you on that.
All right, so with hearing no objection, I think we'll just move to the next piece of agenda item here. The resolution regarding attendance for the 2021 Ohio Township Association online conference. Mark, do you want to give us an update on that?
Yeah, the Ohio Township Association, of course, this year will not be doing the regular in-person conference. And they're providing, and I don't know if we can get it in time, but there is something called early bird registrants. So you have to do that by January 8th. It doesn't change the cost, but the only thing is you'll get a printed program in the mail rather than one on line. But if you register after that, it would be by January 27th you would have to register. We're not using credit cards at this time, so we'll have to cut a check for it and everything. But it would be $65 per person to have the login credentials to do this. And I think what we wanted to check with today was just to see how many people from the township we would want to do that. And like I said, I'm not sure that we'll be able to turn that around to do the early bird and get it done by tomorrow. But we can get it done, of course, by January 27th. But I was just wanting to know how many individuals you would want to do that. And especially since it's online this year and there's not actually courses to go to or anything, so.
Yeah, I know I'm interested. Are other board members interested?
I normally always attend for the past 7 years. Being that this is online and there's no additional courses, I don't know where I would benefit to be a benefit to the township. I like to keep up on courses and learn new different things, such as road, bridge, fire, different things from the State House as far as new laws, applications. I think it's good that we stay on top of those courses. I know the last time Mark and I went to a course together that we learned a lot about. I'm going to tasked this year due to COVID, and the way that it's structured, I don't know where it would be a benefit, and I hate to incur that cost to the township if there's no benefit to it.
Well, Ralph, do you have any interest in going?
Mark, if I remember, I just had just a couple of moments to glance at that thing. If I read it right, the original tickets were $100 each, and they reduced it to $65. Is that correct?
Well, Mr. Horn, it's if you're a member of the OTA, which we are, it's $65. If you're a non-member, it's $100. And what you're getting this year is more or less access to log on and watch their courses online. And you're also going to get like a vendor directory. And I'm not sure how they're going to do that with vendors, but I assume there'll be a way to interact with vendors online.
Right. Well, I don't know. Let me make a suggestion here. If the fiscal department feels that she needs some extra help or anything, maybe we could do something for the fiscal department. Our conferences we go to each year, is that correct?
Correct. This is the one that's always downtown at the convention center.
Okay. I think we should just scratch some of the things we've been spending money on. First of all, I think we're going to be tight on money, and secondly, I certainly don't want to go where there's a couple of hundred possible carriers of the virus.
Well, it won't be in person. It's all online this year, so there won't be any place to go to. You'll just log on.
Well, I think I can live without it and save the money. Say the truth about it.
And I've not had a chance to speak with Mary in the fiscal office, but I believe that they would be interested in having at least for the fiscal officer to go log on, because there'll be some probably continuing education or courses she'd like to take.
Correct.
So it looks like right now it would be Ari, myself, and Mary.
Yeah. Do we want to pass a resolution to expend those funds?
Yeah, and that would be...
That would just be a resolution not to exceed $200 for Ohio Township Association registrations for Mary, Mark, and myself.
That would be good.
I'll move. Is there a second?
I'll second that, sir.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion?
And this will be resolution 2021-003.
Okay. I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Okay. Chairman Alex?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Okay. Three yeses.
Okay. So the next item is for us to go into an executive session to discuss a possible JED. So there's some special language that we have to read here, and I'm advised by our council that we have to have a unanimous vote on it. So I'm going to read the motion. It's a motion to adjourn into executive session pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121-22, Section G8, for the purpose of considering confidential information related to negotiations with other political subdivisions with respect to requests for economic development assistance that is to be provided or administered pursuant to Chapter 715 of the Ohio Revised Code, and by unanimous quorum to determine the executive session is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with economic development project. I will move. Is there a second?
I will second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Chairman Alex?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll just wait a second here to go. Mark, will you check the Zoom to make sure that we just have our folks and our attorneys and the appropriate folks on?
Yes. So, okay, Mr. Alex, you still here?
Yep.
Mr. Horn, are you still here?
Yes.
Julie, are you still here?
I am.
Perfect, and John is here with me, so okay. And I am going to...
All right, Mark and Julie, you guys take...
And the recorder is working.
Okay. We just come out of executive session. It is 1:15 p.m., we have no actions to take at this time. With that, we'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is any questions or comments that have come through. And Mark, I'll hand it over to you.
One second here. There's another call in. There's a person in the waiting room I'm letting back in. If you could just ask that again.
Okay. We're back from executive session, and I'll see if there are any questions or comments from anyone at this time. And Mark, I'll hand it over to you to moderate.
I do not see any questions in the group chat. Let me check the Facebook real quick. I do not see any there, and there were, let me double check one more time. There were no questions emailed.
Okay. Anything good in the order from the board?
Oh, one other quick thing I wanted to fill you in on is that the bids that were received were supposed to be received by 4:30 last night for the truck, and Jim is still on the line. I think maybe he can talk about that a little bit too. He can talk about the we received bids and if they would. I can't speak today.
Before you get any further, I don't know if it's germane to anything on the agenda that we had already.
Okay.
Is that something that can wait? Is that something that can wait until the regular meeting when it can be properly noticed?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, basically, since our meetings have been changed to different date than what we originally, they're offset from what the payroll weeks are, we still have people that are turning in bids. We don't know what the bids are because they're sealed. But we would want to be able to open up everyone's bids at the meeting.
And okay, is that something we can just do at the next meeting?
Correct. And basically, at the next meeting, what will happen is we will say we have three bids, one bid that came in later. Does the board want to consider that bid as well before we open these? Due to the fact that our meeting was not on the 6th or prior to that, our meeting's later, and then the board can then say yes or no to accept the ones that came in beyond the time frame that we originally posted.
Got it. If I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know on the posting, on the posting that we had on the truck itself, where we had all the information where we were advertising the truck, it said on there that the bids would be opened at the meeting on the 7th. Which would have been our regularly scheduled meeting. So I don't know how we would go about letting people know that now the bids won't be opened up until, I guess, next Thursday. I think that's why I brought it up to Mark today, just trying to figure out how we go about doing that when we told him, you know, that the bids would be opened up on the 7th.
If we post that on our website that we will be postponing this to our next meeting, that should help us out. And the fact that we open it and someone is the highest bidder, and they're being notified 7 days later, I really doubt that they would probably say, nope, never mind.
So do we go ahead and stop the acceptance of the bids because they thought, you know, today was going to be the pretty much the deadline date?
Do we
stop the acceptance of the bids today but open them next Thursday?
I would say that if anyone that wants, since we have no idea what the bids are, if any additional bids come in, and we don't know if there will be, if there are any other bids that come in, then what we do at the next meeting is say we have 1, 2, 3, and then say, do we want to include those two? My recommendation would be yes, that we would include those just because the time frame of our meetings being changed to from the 7th to the new date. And that way it allow, because it's all sealed bid, so it's not as if anyone knows what anyone has bidded.
Yeah, I just, because I know I'm going to get swarmed with phone calls. I just need some kind of a direction to let people.
I personally would say that we're just postponing it until our scheduled meeting, because the meeting is scheduled, 7 days later?
Because we received three bids before the deadline and one after the deadline. So that would be up to the board if they wanted to accept all of those bids and any that come in between now and the next meeting.
And the gentleman that the bid that came in, he dropped it off, the bid that came in after that deadline, on the posting on the window of the truck, it says to drop it in the mailbox. Well, he didn't see an actual mailbox out front. He didn't see the big black mailbox that's out there, but he said he just didn't see a mailbox, so he dropped it off first thing this morning, very first thing this
morning. Jim, I'd just tell him next week is the first regular meeting of the year, and the decision was made to do it at the first public meeting.
Okay, so do I go ahead and just take the postings out of the window that states, you know,
correct,
the dates that we have now, or do I put another posting in there letting them know that it's next Thursday the bids will be open?
Right.
Or just mark in there they've been extended to the first business meeting of the year and the date.
Okay. Yeah, I'll figure something out. I appreciate that.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? All right. Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
I was going to say something about Ed.